That was the 19-year-old young man Anthony was talking about. It's just crazy how things just happen to almost magically fall into your lap at times. And I felt like I needed to share with you what Anthony learned while on death row. I just feel like this was an amazing 360-degree moment that I absolutely had to share with you because it confirms what I believe in my heart. And I'll let you know what that is in just a bit.
What if you, with purpose and mindfulness, decided to surround yourself with positivity? What if you walked away from negative energy? What if you were constantly the positive energy in every room you walked into until it became so contagious that you positively impacted everyone around you? How would that impact your life? You're listening to Compassionate Mindfulness with Xenia, the podcast that will inspire you to use your story to change the world.
Thanks for tuning in to Compassionate Mindfulness with Xenia. This is your host, Tanya Munuma, and I'm so grateful to have you here with me today. Today's episode on this last week of Black History Month is a beautiful reminder that if you choose to see it in that way, the world will send you messages that you can use to spread love. There is so much we could cover for Black history, so selecting the people to feature is not easy because of the abundance of people who need to be brought to light and be celebrated. I was initially going to bring awareness to Juneteenth, short for June 19th and formerly known as Jubilee. For those of you who want to go deeper into the history behind that moment in time, it marks the day when federal troops arrived at Galveston, Texas in 1865 to take control of the state and ensure that all who were enslaved be free. And it is well worth going into and researching. So I may go into that in another episode, but feel free to dive in, go get some research done, and look into Juneteenth. However, in listening to one of my many podcasts that I fill my ears and soul with, I happened to land on one that spoke of Anthony Ray Hinton. I'll put the podcast in the show notes for you to listen to as well. It is well worth it. In that interview with Oprah, Anthony speaks of his experience on death row and freedom after 30 years behind bars for a crime he did not commit. And while listening to part two of this interview, Anthony mentions, and I quote, and I want to give you a trigger warning because some of the language is pretty graphic. So I quote, "Henry was a KKK's man's son. I got to learn the story that Henry's father was upset that a Black man had been found not guilty in a murder trial, and he ordered him to go out and kill the first Black man he came across. And he came across a 19-year-old, and they befriended him, get him in the car, hung him, and cut off his genitals." End quote. So when I heard that part, my whole body reacted, and I instantly knew that I had to perk up and pay more attention. So remember episode 82 that I shared, how a mother's love bankrupted the KKK? In which I tell you the history behind Michael Donald's murder. That was the 19-year-old young man Anthony was talking about. It's just crazy how things just happen to almost magically fall into your lap at times. And I felt like I needed to share with you what Anthony learned while on death row. I just feel like this was an amazing 360-degree moment that I absolutely had to share with you because it confirms what I believe in my heart, and I'll let you know what that is in just a bit. So while on death row, Anthony had created a book club so that everyone there could learn to, just like he had, learn to use their minds to travel the world and free themselves from what they were going through at that moment. He felt like society had let all of them down. Let every man on the row have a week away inside the world of a book. I knew if the mind could open, the heart would follow. It had happened to Henry. Look at him, sitting here in a locked room with five black men who had nothing to lose. He had been taught to hate us and fear us so much that he had thought it was in his rights to go find a teenage boy and beat and stab and lynch him just because of the color of his skin. I had no anger toward Henry. He had been taught to fear blacks. He had been trained to hate. Death Row had been good for Henry. Death Row had saved his soul. Death Row had taught him that his hate was wrong, end quote. He goes on to say, quote, Henry had been taught to hate all his life, and myself, along with some other blacks, we didn't judge him because everyone was there for being accused of killing someone. Death Row is the only place I've ever been where I didn't experience racism. And it's because all of us had the same sentence. We went to bed with a death sentence over our head. We woke up with a death sentence over our head. We all wore the same clothes, same shoes, ate the same thing. So it wasn't no need to be jealous, to be racist. We all were there to die and had to become each other's support system, end quote. Now, on execution day, they ask you two things. What you want for your last meal, and do you have anything you want to say? And it is said that Henry responded, quote, all my life, my father, my mother, my community taught me to hate. The very people that they taught me to hate are the very people who taught me to love. And tonight, as I leave this world, I leave this world knowing what love feels like, end quote. And to that, Anthony says, quote, if we can teach people how to hate, then we should be able to teach people how to love, end quote. So this to me is confirmation to what I believe in my heart to be true. And that is that everyone has the capacity to change, to find redemption, to learn and grow. Chances are that if you're listening to this podcast, you want to commit to this lifelong journey and continually grow and become the best version of yourself. I am dedicated to helping people change their narrative in order to change their life. And as you may know, my mission is to be a part of the biggest rise in human transformation and consciousness our world has ever seen. And stories like this just warm my heart and make me believe so strongly that we are on the right path. So continue to live with mindfulness and compassion and never stop learning and growing. Oh, and if you get any value at all out of this content, go ahead and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast and share it with a friend or two, which will allow for more people to join the conversation. Visit me on Instagram and start a conversation. Many blessings to you. As always, I thank you for tuning in. These episodes are meant to be of massive value to you, and so I hope you got something out of it. And if you did, all I ask in return is for you to give it a little thumbs up, give it some love in the reviews, share with one or two friends who you know will benefit from hearing from this content, check out the links in the description, continue to lead with empathy, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Many blessings.